Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is how enterprising attorneys are turning faxes into money and places to turn for small business advice. We'll have those stories in just a moment. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Enterprising attorneys, after this. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. The fax machine, as you know, has been a dinosaur for most of us for years, but some enterprising plaintiffs' attorneys are still turning faxes into money using a decades-old federal statute aimed at protecting consumers from overzealous marketers. Wall Street Journal legal reporter Sarah Randazzo says the law allows recipients of unwanted fax advertisements to recover at least $500 per message from a sender. Sarah, what's up here?
Under this law that was passed in the 90s and modified in the mid-2000s, people who receive a fax that they don't want can file a lawsuit, and they can get between $500 and $1,500 per fax that they receive under the statute. And so lawyers have latched onto this and started bundling up a bunch of people's complaints and filing class actions that can be worth, at times, can be a multi-million dollar threat to a business.
I think we have a separate news story here, and that's that people still send faxes?
Right, exactly. And that's what really struck me in pursuing this story, because the same laws cover unwanted phone calls and text messages. And I think, most people can agree those are a big nuisance these days and still a big problem. But I just thought it was interesting that faxes are still, being sued over when you don't even think about faxes much anymore at all.
Boy, who still sends them? What kind of companies?
Yeah, so it sounds like in the healthcare industry, they're still pretty prevalent because of privacy concerns. A lot of doctors' offices still use faxes. From what I heard, they're still a pretty secure way to get certain messages transmitted. And so because most doctors' offices have fax machines, marketers still target doctors' offices, and hotels also seem to be an industry that still have the machines in their office, and therefore marketers still latch onto them.
No kidding. So do you have to prove that you in no way wanted to receive these types of faxes, or that you're not connected to this sort of business or industry in order to get your $500 or whatever?
Yeah, so there's a few exceptions. If you have a previous business relationship with the person sending the fax, then it's harder to collect the money. And the other big thing is if there's no opt-out notice on the fax saying, you know how in emails it's the same thing, to unsubscribe, click here. If there's nothing similar on the fax, then you can really latch onto it and say, not only did I get this fax I didn't want, it didn't have the proper language, and therefore I definitely deserve my money.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal legal reporter Sarah Randazzo. Her piece is called There's Money in Faxes for Plaintiffs. So who's doing well here with some of these lawsuits?
Yeah, well, the plaintiff's lawyers certainly are, from what I can tell. And also there are a few what I might call serial plaintiffs who seem to file a lot of these suits. There's a motel operator in Connecticut, for instance, who has filed more than a dozen, maybe even up to 20. And so it seems like some businesses are developing relationships with lawyers where they say, I'll just send you any fax that comes in the door and let me know when there's a worthy suit in it. And so, I don't think anyone's becoming a millionaire from these, but it's a nice little bit of extra cash for people who have latched onto this law.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Randazzo. And a reminder, by the way, when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, finally, as a small business owner, you're probably used to handling everything yourself. But everybody needs advice now and then, even small business owners. Here's where to find some from Fundera.com. Number one, Meetup.com, dedicated to organizing meetups for groups of people with similar values, interests, and lifestyles, whether they're operating in your industry or talking through specific issues. Number two, a small business expo. Conferences are ideal for structured sessions of learning. For example, Small Business Expo, held in 10 major cities each year, and registration is free. Number three, South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. It's the world-renowned conference on business, tech, film, music, and entertainment entrepreneurship. And number four, forums. What's the next best thing to talking to people face-to-face? Asking them questions online. Try sites like smallbusinessforum.net. More than 20,000 driven entrepreneurs are there. Another, smallbusinessforums.org. And a third, Small Business Brief and Warrior Forum, if you're interested in e-commerce. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our popular daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.